WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The tornadoes have not stopped in the past hours. Rescue effort underway in Bridgeville, Delaware, after a now confirmed twister. Philadelphia bracing for 70-mile wind gusts, forecasters say. Over 20 deaths, and in the case of Sullivan, Indiana, the mayor says it looks like a war zone. ABC's Victor Akendo in Wynn, Arkansas.
At last check, when I spoke with the mayor of Wynn, she told me that search and rescue operations are still underway. There is a clear path of destruction from one end of the city to the other. She called the situation on the ground devastating.
At least one of those storm deaths comes from a violent one that hit in Belvedere, Illinois last night. Other injuries during a concert at the Apollo Theater. The roof collapsed on top of people like Bill.
It just came in seconds. I mean, I'm surprised I barely made it up the steps.
Millions of Americans getting notices that they're losing Medicaid coverage as the COVID-era expansion ends. This is ABC News. Moving, but not from custody.
The social media influencer Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan have been moved from custody to house arrest in Romania. They will remain there for the next 30 days. They had been in jail since December 29th as part of a human trafficking and rape investigation.
ABC's Lama Hassan, thousands of miles from the violence.
In California, members of the largest Armenian community in the U.S. say they're being targeted by racist flyers found outside of a local Christian Orthodox church. Glendale, California city clerk Susie Abidjan expressed her fear and anger alongside police Friday.
Anti-Armenian hate and racism is alive and well.
There's a new tension worldwide over fighting between Armenia and neighboring Azerbaijan.
ABC's Dave Packers. 16 Alaska Native men are being honored for rescuing the crew of a U.S. Navy plane shot down over the Bering Strait by Soviet Russian fighter jets nearly 70 years ago. The plane made a controlled crash landing on Alaska's St. Lawrence Island. The Alaskans got all 11 men to safety alive. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Kreipscast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh, well, was it like in a glass or was it like...
Brains wrung out of my tight boy, actually. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are local music.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm
Radio. All this local music is brought to you by White Birds.
Dana Perry kicks off hour number two, Max Inc. Radio.
This local music is brought to you by White Gertz, Realtors Lake Point.
Let us open the door for your future home. Stop into our office at Atwood Avenue in Madison's east side. Find them online at whitegertzlakepoint.com. That's WEICHERT-LakePoint.com. Rocker, so many exciting things going on today. Already exciting things already happened.
I can't wait to try that coffee.
That's right.
I think just when he came in the room, I think the coffee. Coffee shavings, maybe. Just got me all excited.
Oh, man, I can't wait to try that coffee. Hey, tonight we have a lot of stuff still happening on Max Inc. Radio. Todd Phipps, he's the organist and multi-instrumentalist. He's putting out a new solo album. He's from the Blue Olives, Rare Element, Kelsey Miles. A ton of bands you heard of. The Jamie Threes. He'll be in a few minutes. Dave Nielsen, after 8:30, he was a concert goer to the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois last night, where they had a recent tornado disaster, and we're going to hear from him and Devil's Lair tonight. Two Sick Charlie, he's a cigar box guitar blues award winning kind of guy. And we're gonna see what this one man band has to offer live in the Devil's Lair. And Max and Kevin, 10 p.m. Our interview in that hour is 20 Minute Mission, a Madison punk group, and they're releasing a new album.
Yes,
and Joel will be on. Tell us all about it.
That'll be awesome. Now, hey, Rocker, I saw here Harmonious Whale too is a new sponsor, right?
Yeah,
this really cool tour in Ireland and Scotland this summer, right?
Yep.
Are you going?
I want to, but I'll actually one of the times
people are having a
I'll be doing Atwood Fest, but I'll be at home rooting for them. They travel all over the place. Like, this isn't the first time they've done it, and these people are having a dynamite time. You know, you go on tour, you get to hang out on the bus with them, and then they go to all these like historic places and start, you know, bust out and start playing music, right?
Right. That sounds like a great time.
And so, you know, you get to, you know, see Harmonious Whale play in all these crazy places across Scotland and Ireland.
That sounds like a great time. You get to ride on the bus. Find out more online, harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious W. AIL.com for more of that information.
Sounds like a lot of day drinking.
It does, right? All right, Dana Perry now, brand new stuff from her. Just released stuff. I Exist on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Only stories I've been. There's no such thing as title. Only stories I've been. And I'm already headed. There's really nowhere to go. There's nothing here but space, and I'm already feeling it. Every little step I take to shredding up the fabric of reality. The certainty is a lie. Just something I constructed so you can find me in the crowd. None of it seems logical. The only thing I here now.
opportunity. A treasure trove for those who translate fluent. The lessons hidden in plain sight between us. Spend your life with signs, applying knowledge in real time. Finding meaning in minutia, the day to day. The world out while the trends tend to fade away. So you can spend your life chasing, or use your energy to create statements reflecting greatness. The one who plans is empowered by self, while the one with his hand out shall never stand out. This is the standard route, producing work for yourself. For a night, never able to raise the burden. Get crippled by the reaper's sickle. Deliver one foot in the grave, the making of a slave. If you were limitless, born of the infinite. Fully equipped, never forget what you're working with. If you ain't in it, be all you could be. Just do it if you want to win it. Every 60 seconds that you live in is another minute. See how obvious the method sound? Be conservative. Left is right and up is down. That's why we start to want a seesaw. Say study the three R's and how good was before. If you want to see more, that pack, get married in fact. That front like it's so good, why you stand in the back? In fact, you get some extra, we gon' need that tax. Just saying, hey, this is the way we're like. And if we don't, we'll give you a safe space. Or at least a girl to help you chill while you save face. Cause you can make it on your own, you don't need anyone's help. Just be original like everyone else.
Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison. Goods for a better world. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
The Wisconsin music scene. Hey everyone, and Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. Here are three quick notes highlighting some of the news and happenings all across the Wisconsin music scene. And you can probably hear Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts in the background of Bar Notes tonight. We'll tell you why in about 30 seconds. Note number one focuses on the bar part of Bar Notes and takes us to Milwaukee, where a musician is hoping to recreate the booming jazz club he closed there about 5 years ago. Evan Christian opened Gibraltar, what he described as a jazz world music venue, in the Walker's Point neighborhood along West National Avenue back in 2015. Now Christian has his eyes on a third ward location, 131 North Jackson Street, which had been home to Saloon Milwaukee. Christian is hoping to have everything in line to be able to offer all types of music, but keeping jazz as the focus. He's also working on indoor and outdoor seating areas and will serve cocktails, tapas, and charcuterie, my favorite, charcuterie. Okay, of course, Christian wants to open a new version of Gibraltar in the next couple of weeks. The sixth annual.
I take you back again.
Come on. Okay, next, and while you're listening to Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts right now, the 6th annual Stampede is just around the corner. It's an annual festival hosted by Miles and his band at Monk's in Lake Delton, of course, near Wisconsin Dells, every spring. Save the dates of Friday, April 14th and Saturday, April 15th for great live music both nights. Roger Klein, the lead singer and guitar player with the Arizona-based rock band The Peacemakers, opens for Miles and the Rusted Hearts Friday night. Seth Walker, a blues artist from North Carolina, opens Saturday night. There's also a songwriter showcase on Saturday afternoon where Miles often invites a variety of singer-songwriters to share the stage, music, and stories. Now, you can pick and choose which parts you want to attend, but I do know there are just a few tickets left for the Saturday night show. This is always a great time. Just give Monk's a call to reserve your spot. And our final note for the week, it's all about a program known as Diversify the Stage. If you have an interest in working behind the scenes in support of musicians, maybe jobs like sound or lighting or video, this is an apprenticeship where you're going to learn everything you need to know from those who are already doing it. The Diversify the Stage apprenticeship includes training and a six-month paid placement at a venue in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Boston, and this year even in Madison. Frank Production staff and venues in the Madison area like the Majestic, Sylvie, Orpheum, all are going to be open to this opportunity. But here's the thing. You have to apply. Go to diversifythestage.org to learn more and fill out an application. Again, that website, diversifythestage.org. Of course, we're and you got to do this soon, ASAP, in fact. The deadline for applications is Monday, April 3rd at 4 in the afternoon. Of course, we're going to share the link for you on our Max Inc. Radio Facebook page, too. That is all for this week's Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr. As always, thank you for supporting the talented artists playing all the notes at the bars and venues hosting live music.
That was Bar Notes with Terry Barr. If you have a story that you think we should know about, send us an email at maxincradio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just like everyone, I must assume he thinks I'm pretty dumb or deaf or destitute. My loot is better spent than saved, okay? My yard's greener, wife's dreamier, cookie cutter, I'm a quitter or winner, I can't tell. Definitely going to hell, my ego must be kept in check, and it's about time that I asked, what are you on? What are you on? Basement, listening to dad rock pavement adjacent. Post divorce, more golf course, keeping score. Off the court is bad. Lose all the friends that you had. Yeah, yeah, you can make US dollars, but that don't buy no self awareness. Wish they sold it in a can. But there's no chance. Think myself as someone else. Mental health is totally shot. The ozone layer fully rocked. Red Bull giving me that switch. Is it a good time to get religious? Hope is a raisin, making on the paper. Priorities out of whack. Jack attack. What are you on? What are you on? What are you smoking? How do you end all these confusions? What can't you see? It's a joke for a dream. What are you? What are you? What are you?
Whiskey on Max Inc. Radio.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It is the home of Broadfest and the World Naked Bike Ride. It makes sense we'd call it home, too. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The tornadoes have not stopped in the past hours. Rescue effort underway in Bridgeville, Delaware, after a now confirmed twister. Philadelphia bracing for 70-mile wind gusts, forecasters say. Over 20 deaths, and in the case of Sullivan, Indiana, the mayor says it looks like a war zone. ABC's Victor Kendo in Wynn, Arkansas.
At last check, when I spoke with the mayor of Wynn, she told me that search and rescue operations are still underway. There is a clear path of destruction from one end of the city to the other. She called the situation on the ground devastating.
At least one of the storm deaths comes from a violent one that hit in Belvedere, Illinois, last night. Other injuries during a concert at the Apollo Theater. The roof collapsed on top of people
millions of
like
Americans getting
Bill.
Notices that
just came.
Medicaid
in seconds.
I'm barely made it up the steps.
Millions
Hi,
of Americans
I'm
getting
Emily
notices that they're losing Medicaid
your
coverage
home,
as the COVID
pretty,
era expansion ends. This is ABC News.
Every step of the way, Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your pretty, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do. And more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, are you thirsty for a couple, two or three beers? Well, I'm Hawk, one of our neighborhood bars and cocktail lounges in the Madison area. If you want to kick back, relax, and unwind at a place that shares your values on the east side, come down to the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge on Cottage Grove Road. In the Fitchburg area, head to the Atomic Koi Cocktail Lounge off Lacey Road. Are you downtown? Stop in at Hawk Bar and Grill on State Street for cold drinks and great food. Buy around and save Wisconsin one drink at a time.
Suck down drinks so we don't have to suck.
Facebook or Instagram pages. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversations because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Mad Radio, Madison's home for news talk radio.
10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today you've helped us grow to three successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and bait. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Maxinc Radio. We are local music. All this stuff is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona, Odana. Rocker, look right there. I did it. There's pizza and there's South. East Coast just came out. Willie Street, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Southern Source Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona. You know, and Livingston in Madison, there's pizza and there's South. Southern Source Tomato Pies.com. Oh yeah, Rocker, you and Todd have had such, you know, we watch each other on Zoom, and you guys are having a great conversation. Todd, you're having so much fun.
The funky JP.
Oh yeah, I've known Rocker for years now. He's always been a bacon saver at the festivals that I've played at.
Well, ahead of ourselves here.
The funky JBs, JB3s, and other things on the Atwood Fest.
Oh boy,
yeah.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves here because Battle Creek native Todd Phipps came to Madison after graduating high school in Virginia. He credits his wife of 19 years, Liz, as the relocation motivation. And boy, are we lucky. Todd has played in many bands over the years, and the Blue Olives is his longest tenure. But you might also recognize other bands he's a major player in, like Kelsey Miles' band, Rare Element, and the JB3s, like you just mentioned. And most often, you'll see Todd behind the Hammond B3 supporting other great musicians. But now, Todd Phipps has struck out on his own to release his Todd, debut album, Recombobulation. And here in the studio to tell us about his amazing career and his new album is Todd Phipps. Todd, welcome to Maxinc Radio.
Thank you, Rocker. It's an honor, definitely an honor to be here and to talk to everybody here today.
Start out on the keyboards. And for those of us who don't know of Todd Phipps, as an organ player, you played in a lot of bands, but you didn't start out on the keyboards. And for those of us who don't know of Todd Phipps, tell us a little bit about how you got started. You know, what is the Todd Phipps backstory? Organ is not your first instrument.
Actually, the first instrument I picked up was I started learning to play the guitar when I was about seven or so. I was inspired to do that when I was three. My dad gave me my first couple of rock records. One was Stand by Sly and the Family Stone, and the other one was Inagata Da Vida by Iron Butterfly. Skip the kiddie music. Let's get to the real stuff. And that kind of, from an early age, put the spark in me to become a musician. And, you know, like most kids do, the first instrument a lot of kids pick up is guitar, and I was the same way. So I played that, and then about 14, I really decided, I want to play bass. So I started playing bass and devouring Russian Yes records. Listening to a lot of Yes led me, made me more aware of the Hammond sound, and then I really got hit with the Hammond bug. I'm like, okay, I need to play this instrument. And down a rabbit hole.
Affinity with Hammond B3s.
Where I've gone since then. And,
it's a lot owning. Let's talk about that rabbit hole. Talk about your mechanic, right? Affinity with Hammond B3s and Leslie speakers. And it's a lot owning. It's like owning classic cars. Got to be your own mechanic, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I've gotten pretty adept at working on them. Other people, I don't have down to gutting Leslie amplifiers and rebuilding the circuitry from scratch.
Pretty skilled at.
And occasionally I'll do a little service work for other people. I don't have a lot of time slices to do that, but I've gotten pretty skilled at
one of the most important
at fixing them back up and getting non-working ones and getting them going again. And it's rewarding.
It's a legacy.
It's one of the most important pieces of American musical heritage, and one of the kings of electric keyboards. And it's a legacy that it's important to preserve. And the new digital Hammonds are excellent. I'm an artist with Hammond USA and highly recommend our newest line of products. But there's always a place for the vintage equipment.
And feel where and
the need to keep those machines going
like
for future generations to enjoy so they can experience the source and feel where it all came from, because there is nothing like the feel of the vintage. You're feeling sitting at this big wooden box with steel sub-assemblies, this motor-driven tone generator inside spinning, and the tube's getting warm, and then the speaker cabinet with Leslie going around behind you. There's a tactile and physical presence and sense to that is intense. intoxicating.
They can make your brain melt. Yeah,
yes, it can.
And now you said that you have a lot of these. In some barn or something, you got
my friend Dan Newman and I have a stash of organs and Leslie's in a barn that we're slowly working through so we can get them all up and going and working. You know, I have a B3 and an M102 in my home studio.
A rig at keep at Cafe.
Couple bees, a C3 and an A100. That's my fleet of gig organs.
A rig
I keep at Cafe Coda, a rig I keep at the Red Rooster on the east side, and those house rigs. Any musician is absolutely welcome and encouraged to avail themselves of them.
The music community here has been unbelievable.
Part of keeping that thing alive and
more beyond grateful to be a part of it.
Giving something nice back to the Madison community, because the music community here has been unbelievably good to me. More beyond grateful to be a part of it.
To record some of your own music under your own name. Tell us, Todd, you've been in a lot of bands playing other songwriters' music.
But
recently you decided to record some of your own music under your own name. Tell us what inspired your latest project.
Called February Album
For the past 3 years, I've been participating in this online forum collaboration and competition called February Album Writing Month, FAWM.org. And basically, the goal within the confines of that competition is to write 14 songs in 28 days.
And quite a few Madison people.
The first 2 years, I only did a handful each time. This time, I cranked out 15. There's quite a few Madison people there. Sean Michael Dargan does it. Beth Killey, Nancy Rost. Decent Wisconsin contingent there. But I looked at some of the stuff I did,
doing an album of my own stuff,
and some of the ones I'd done in a couple years, in the 2 years prior, and I said, you know,
I wanted to throw out.
I've been talking for years about doing an album of my own stuff. I haven't gotten around to do it. I'm doing everything with everybody else. I wanted to throw out a little, at least a partial self-portrait of myself. You know, like here's me.
Kick the bucket.
Rendered in sound.
Put it on the list.
I just wanted to get something of my own out there.
Before it's your debut
kick the bucket.
Album,
so
it's also all you. Put it on the list. The new album. It's called Recombobulation. And it's your debut album, but it's also all you. That's you on drums, you on guitar, you singing. You on backup vocals.
The drum tracks, I put together in Easy Drummer, which is great sounding software. I don't have space for drums. If I brought a drum set in the house, my wife would totally kill me.
Tell me a little bit about
then overdubbing everything else and putting everything else together it's a really fun process.
Tell me a little bit about the album. What's the highlights? What are you excited about?
I'm excited that I finally did it after many years of talking about it.
It's a track called Instrument of Control.
Light a fire under my hind end and go for it.
Which one
of the highlights on there for me actually is a track called Instrument of Control, which is
media and the rise of artificial intelligence.
The fact that there's so much more fakeness coming into art and media and the rise of artificial intelligence.
Use these as tools of manipulation.
Starting to blur the line between what's real and what's not, and how certain actors can use these as tools of manipulation.
I thought that one came out really well.
It's available first and foremost on my Bandcamp page.
Where can we find the new debut Todd Phipps album Recombobulation online?
And it's also
it's available first and foremost on my Bandcamp page at Todd Phipps TODDPHIPPS.bandcamp.com. And it's also on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube,
on all the services.
I think it's on TikTok. I don't have a TikTok account, but
it's out there.
I use DistroKid and put
where
it on all the services.
I heard
just
you show
boom.
Up for some of the open jams.
So it's out there hopefully people enjoy
Thursday,
it. Where can we see you live? I heard you show up for some of the open jams at the Red Rooster and other places around town.
This Thursday, the first Thursday of every month, one of my side project bands, The Usual Suspects, which has Joe White from the Blue Olives on drums, John Mazzaloris on bass, and Steve Malin on guitar.
Every Thursday.
kind of a blues R&B stacks kind of stuff mostly.
Tate and
we host the first Thursday of every month at the Red Rooster. They do a blues jam every Thursday. We'll host the first one. Tate and the Double Eight Band will host like the second and fourth, and usually guys from the Manish Boys will do the other one.
Yep.
So we're doing that Thursday. Rare Element is at the High Noon Saloon with another great band that flew out of my head because I'm nervous. May Simpson Band.
May Simpson?
Yeah. And it's going to be a cool night of funk.
When's that coming up? Do you know the date? Anywhere else?
Yeah, it's this Saturday at the High Noon Saloon. I think start time is 8 o'clock.
Next one after that.
Oh, nice. April 8th.
The following Friday.
All right, perfect. Anywhere else that you're playing? Nice. Man, you're jamming with everybody.
Next one after that, I think, is the following Friday back at the Rooster with Madtown Manish Boys.
Nice. Man, you're jamming with everybody. That is awesome.
Let's listen.
Todd, thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio tonight to be part of the show. We really appreciate it.
This is called what, Rob?
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's been an honor.
Let's listen to another song from Todd Phipps' new album, Recombobulation. This is called what, Rob?
Oh, yeah, this is Instrument of Control.
Instrument of Control on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Phillips.
Instrument of Control.
Dulcie Miles now.
Fresh stuff, new stuff, heard first stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Dulcie Miles now.
Things my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I know feels so strange. Fantastic. So it sets on new horizons. Spending nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in life.
Here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Direct from the dairies.
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media